Hello, my name is Susan. I live in a small Druze village right on top of Mount Carmel here in Israel. Hello. I want to take this opportunity, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for this opportunity, to tell you about a fairly recent experience that I've been through. The circumstances surrounding the situation led me to really the darkest hour of my life. Because of unforgiveness, I lived, or should I say, existed, in a parallel universe of such dark, excruciating pain that I asked the Lord to take me home. I just did not want to live, and the agony I was in resulted in physical, emotional, and more importantly, spiritual weakness. Instead of hearing the Lord, I gave ear to unending enemy indictments. I thought I could handle the situation myself. After all, I'd been a believer for many years. I knew the theory, the theology, and the scriptures. Or did I? But I didn't want to share my sadness, for it was just too painful to explain the situation to anyone. So I allowed myself to drown in the overwhelming darkness that was almost paralyzing me. When I thought about the situation, I hyperventilated, tore my clothes, tugged at my hair, lay prostrate on the floor, wept, moaned, grumbled, grieved, and eventually developed such a negative attitude that it spilt into my whole being. I became aware that my personality had changed. I became severely depressed, and I started to hate everything and everyone. Eventually, though, one day when I was so distressed I could hardly breathe, I called a friend and went to see her. Opening up to another person and becoming known for who I really was, namely scared and in pain, making myself vulnerable and sharing about an extremely sensitive issue, were the first steps toward healing and the light, his light. At that stage, any thought of forgiveness was totally out of the question. For continual blackness and seemingly at that time, unending sorrow and grief totally engulfed me. I could not see past my own self-absorption. I could not see any chance of victory or ever smiling, laughing, or experiencing joy ever again. However, our Lord is a faithful God. We just have to take one small step toward Him and His truth. Even if it's with a friend holding us and praying for us because we cannot at that time, He will come to meet us where we are. He will come to pick us up into His arms and heal us if we let Him. As a result of praying that first time with my friend, some degree of pain was lifted to the extent that I was able to start talking to the Lord again. I asked Him, why? Why could I not forgive? What were the obstacles hindering me extending forgiveness? And he quickly showed me. I began to analyze my emotions and hurts, and I wrote down all the things I was feeling as a result of my particular circumstances. And it quickly became apparent that I was dealing with issues revolving around my own insecurities and also unbelief in the Lord. I took each negative emotion before the Lord and repented that I had chosen to listen to the words of darkness instead of meditating on the words of light. You see, somebody very close to me had hurt me deeply with words that only brought despair and darkness, helplessness and hopelessness into my life, words of such negativity and destruction that my heart was broken. I had allowed this because I should have been clinging onto His word and what the Lord thought of me, rather than accepting, believing, and surrounding myself with the blackness of despair that comes from the forces of darkness and what they would want us to believe. But the Lord is not interested in who is right, who is wrong, who the victim is, and who the abuser is. God's commandment in Matthew 6, verse 14, is very clear. There can be no debate. For if you forgive men when they sin against your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. I knew that if there was going to be any meaning to my life, if I wanted to reach and fulfill the destiny that the Lord had planned for me, if I wanted the Lord to totally forgive my sins, then I had to forgive anyone who hurt me. And not just forgive, but totally forgive. Total forgiveness sets the other party free, as well as myself. And now I found myself in the position where I wanted to forgive, but in my own strength found it absolutely impossible to do. I spent many hours with my friend, and one day when we were praying, I told her I would not move from her house unless the Lord met with me that day. And he did. He started to release the pain inside my chest. I could breathe again without distress. His light and peace began to dissipate the darkness and flooded me, and I started to have hope, and at that stage, the beginning of some degree of excitement. A few days later, the Shabbat sermon was on unforgiveness, and I knew that that was the day for me to make the telephone call, to begin the process of reconciliation, and hopefully the beginning of healing for all concerned parties. I made the call, and up to making the call, I have to tell you, I had not totally forgiven. But as I spoke to the other person and explained that I had forgotten everything and totally forgave everything, then the peace that passes all understanding came on me. When the call finished, I was astonished and overwhelmed with joy to discover that the Lord had truly given me the ability to totally forgive. It was only the working of the Holy Spirit that had empowered me to make the call in the first place, because I didn't know how the other person was going to react. There was no way to know how it would all turn out. The Holy Spirit gave me strength for that call, for I was calm, controlled, and full of love for the other party. And maybe most importantly, I knew I would be able to continue my life in total forgiveness for that other party, should they reject my advances of reconciliation. Unfortunately, after a few weeks of reconciliation, the other party severed all ties with me because of confusion about how I had changed. They could not understand how I could forgive and forget and just continue as though nothing had happened. At first, I was undone, but quickly realized that although it was a tremendous blow, I was actually able to be joyous. And during this whole episode, I can only tell you that I have experienced the love of God in a new and a dynamic way. Because of total forgiveness, I can bless the other person, ask the Lord to bless the other person, and pray for that person from a position of love and unbelievable peace. All because of the miracle the Lord did in my life for total forgiveness. However, from time to time, when those dark murmurings start to gossip to me again, I have to physically stop myself from listening to them, because the Lord's peace leaves me. I have to turn back to the Lord, actually hide in the wounds of the Lamb, take refuge in Yeshua, and only listen to God. It has been a miraculous experience. In Isaiah 53, we read that Yeshua carried our sorrows and is no stranger to grief. And I have come here today to declare that this is true. When I think of the situation now, there is no pain, no grief, and no despair. If I get sad, it is only remembering the feeling of pain and not the circumstances that caused the pain. I think this is a good thing, because I actually never want to forget that pain. If I forget it, I cannot relate to hurting people. I can better empathize with them now, and I can give a personal testimony that forgiveness is the key to God's heart and that through the working of the Holy Spirit, it is possible to totally forgive. Forgiveness opens the channels between the Lord and the forgiver. The peace that comes from extending total forgiveness is something that cannot be explained. This peace is indeed a holy peace, and I never want to be without it again. We read in Galatians that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, set us free for freedom, and it is a unique and wonderful experience to walk in total forgiveness. Everything has changed. A paradigm shift of thinking has developed. I have experienced a 365-degree turn in my life involving everything. The focus of prayer has changed. Desires change. Ideas and dreams change because of total forgiveness. It enables one to focus from another perspective altogether, God's perspective, and not from a perspective of self-absorption, pain, hurt, and anguish. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, I urge you to settle it. Go before the Lord and plead his cleansing blood and help. He will meet with you. He will help you, because it's paramount to him that we live in total forgiveness, not only because we will then be forgiven by God, but God wants us to totally forgive, because through total forgiveness, we can experience in a dynamic way all the promises God has made to us. Peace, joy, a clarity of understanding. Everything changes. This is what the Lord wants for us in our life on earth. You can then experience for yourself how different your life will become. You will understand this greater clarity, just how releasing and how powerful total forgiveness is. You will be able to focus on your life and on the Lord without carrying all that baggage of unforgiveness and darkness that is so heavy and wearisome. God never wanted us to carry this baggage. We have a friend called Yeshua who is faithful, rewarding, full of mercy and grace. He is a magnificent God who we proclaim as Lord.